This is Radio 1.
Now, this happens every year, but we've done this a little bit earlier this year because, you know, we're thinking of you. I don't particularly like doing this. I don't like about what I'm about to say, but it's got to be done, Chappers.
What?
I'm saying this because today I got the first of what I know will be very similar emails over the next few weeks.
Okay.
And it's to do with students.
Right.
Do you know what I'm about to say?
No.
Right, we do this every year. Now, this is from someone called Nathan. Oh, God, cricket.
What happened?
Don't even ask.
No, okay. It was just a good shot. That was it.
This is from Nathan.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say where he lives or where he's about to go to university, but he is about to go, right?
Okay.
Now, Nathan, you've ruined one relationship already today.
Yeah. Nathan's been seeing a girl for 7 months, and if he wasn't going to uni, he says he thinks it would have worked out.
Oh, I know what we're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's about to be a fresher. We've done this for the last, what, 3-4 years now?
Yes.
Now, Nathan's obviously heard about what happens in Freshers Week, and he doesn't really want to miss out on that. So, does he dump her, or does he just not tell her stuff that happens? Now, obviously, he wants our advice on this, and I'm prepared to give it.
What's your advice, then?
So, today is that day of the year. It happens every year at this time, where we say, go to university single. It's not going to work. Go and be brave. And Nathan, if you're thinking this, you know what the right thing to do is. Am I right, Chappers?
You are right. If Nathan's already questioning it, then that's it. Go to university single.
And I know I'm going to get loads of texts now from people saying, well, actually, me and my boyfriend will make it work. He's going to travel 200 miles every other weekend to come and see me. Seriously,
no, he isn't.
You're not being realistic.
Do you know what? Even if you make it through the entire university, imagine how bad you'd feel if they then dump you, like, 2 weeks after you graduate. You'd have to go and do a PhD. Just to go and get more.
Is that why?
It'd be wasted opportunity.
Is that why people do PhDs?
Yeah.
Is that why there's so many mature students?
Couldn't possibly comment, but I think so.
I've got something from that Jono off Unofficial Mill sent to me as well, from The Times, okay? Let me read this. Abandon all hope of continuing that relationship with your current boyfriend or girlfriend, and do snog strangers. It's the only time in your adult life, possibly with the exception of the next few New Year's Eves, that you will have an excuse to do this.
Come on, now, from The Times?
From The Times, yes.
If The Times says it, do it.
Yeah.
There's a whole thing about freshers in there.
Okay.
Now, I have to say, there are, I'm sure there are, but there are very few exceptions to this rule. Or people will say now on the text, yeah, but me, my boyfriend or my girlfriend, we stayed together all through uni. Yeah, but what were they doing when you weren't there, eh?
This is Radio 1. Radio
1. Matt in Kingston's made a good point. Well done, Mills. Every guy in the UK is about to go to uni called Nathan is now getting suspicious looks from his girlfriend. Ha ha ha.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, maybe I shouldn't have read his name out.
Or you should say what university he's going to, and then that would make life a lot easier for all the other Nathans.
I suppose, yeah.
Also, it would get Nathan lots of attention when he first goes to freshers and might help him in his quest to pull freshers.
I'd rather leave it at just Nathan, actually.
Do you think?
Yeah. Radio 1, hello?
Hi, Scott.
Hi, who's that?
It's Dan off of Kent.
Hi, Dan off of Kent. What are you doing today?
I've just finished work.
Oh, okay. How can I help?
Well, I was just ringing to tell you last year when you did this exact same thing and you spoke about it on the radio. I was in the car with my girlfriend at the time.
Yeah.
She looked at me, I looked at her, sort of an awkward silence, and she said, yeah, be fine, don't worry, it's not true.
So you were going off to uni, were you?
Yep, I'd already been at uni a year, and we sort of got together over the summer, and she was going off to uni, and she said it'd be fine. Yeah. And, I just want to tell the world it isn't fine, it doesn't work.
But you were sat there exactly this time last year going, yeah, be fine.
Yeah, I know. I was one of the people that thought, nah, it'll never happen to me. I was one of the texters that said, oh, yeah, no, it'll fine. We'll make it work, but it doesn't.
Oh, rubbish. But did you actually text in last year going, you're talking nonsense, Mills?
Yes, I did. I did indeed. I sort of have to eat my words now.
Yeah. How long did it last for?
It lasted about 6 months, but it's increasingly difficult.
It's just hard, isn't it?
It is.
Everyone thinks I'm being really harsh on the email and the text. They're like, oh, stop trying to break up people's relationships. It's just being realistic, isn't it?
At the end of the day, if you're breaking up people's relationships, it's probably for the greater good.
Okay, you said that, not me. I love you.
Okay, love you too, Scott.